Failure is not an option.
What difference at this point does it make?
Nobody said it was going to be fun.
This is Real Talk, a fearless, poignant, and intrepid show where truth speaks louder than words. This is Real Talk with your host, Audrey Russo.
The shame, not of this world, so we live on the run. We keep our eyes set, on what is to come.
It happened before. It will happen again. It's just a question of when.
Time's a luxury we don't have.
This is Dr. Jerome Corsi, and I've been on Audrey Russo's show for years. I want to tell you, you'll be making a bad mistake if you don't tune in to Audrey Russo every time she's on the air.
Welcome back. If you're just joining us, this is Audrey Russo, and you're listening to Real Talk. Has our complacency and apathy to stand against evil made us a sick nation? Well, we'll discuss this and more with my next guest. For my new listeners, Major General Paul Vallely is a West Point graduate, a retired deputy commanding general for the U.S. Army, a veteran of two combat tours in Vietnam, and a graduate of the Industrial College of the Armed Forces and the Army War College. Throughout his 32-year military career, Major General Vallely served in positions such as infantry company commander, intelligence officer, operations officer, and military advisor. His theaters of operation included Europe and the Pacific Rim countries. He has over 15 years' experience in special operations, psychological, and civil military operations. General Vallely has served as a military analyst for the Fox News Channel and is a guest on numerous nationally syndicated radio and TV talk shows. He's a best-selling author and the founder of Stand Up America. It's my great pleasure to give a Real Talk welcome back to Major General Paul Vallely. Welcome back, Paul.
Thank you, Audrey. Happy to be with you again.
It's great to have you back with us. And so, Paul, we know Iran funded and used Hamas to attack Israel on October 7th. They still have over 200 hostages, according to my sources, in Gaza right now. Would you expound further on this situation?
Well, we're in over 30 days now since the October 7th attack by Hamas, guerrillas, terrorists into Israel, southern Israel, and one of the kibbutzes there and surrounding area. But it appears now the tactics being used by the Israeli Defense Forces is to cut Gaza City, the upper part of Gaza, in half. So they've done that. They've penetrated a line across to the Mediterranean Sea. They're now, if you remember Pac-Man, the Israeli Defense Forces are chewing at the edges, north, south, east, and west of Gaza City, hoping to wipe out the total Hamas command structure, any Hamas soldiers that are there within that area. Then once they secure that, then they'll move south to clean out the rest of Gaza to the Egyptian border. The key thing now that they're focusing on, as well as the ground forces and air forces, is to ascertain where the hostages are located. Are they being kept in the tunnels in Gaza City, or have they been moved south? I have not had any reports yet that they've identified where the majority of the hostages are being kept, and if they're still alive. Hopefully they are.
Yeah, exactly. And then Israel, of course, the IDF has been, and they take pains to make sure that civilians have ways out before they bomb, before they deal with Hamas. But you, right. There's been reports that you have Hamas leaders that are trying to prevent people, the civilians in Gaza from leaving there.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, this, and where's the condemnation for that? It's all focused on Israel.
Well, there is no condemnation other than upon Israel and the Israeli Defense Forces. And Hezbollah now has put their foot in northern Israel with rocket and missiles attack on northern Israeli cities. But they certainly haven't launched any full attack on Israel that they threatened to do. I think those actions will be guided by direction and orders out of Tehran, in Iran. The IRGC is still running the operations for Hamas as well as Hezbollah.
Yeah, and as someone from a Jewish background, I'm sickened to see the massive anti-Semitic protest worldwide. I mean, in Berlin, there were thousands in the street, I mean, with swastikas and the intolerance, actually the tolerance for Jew hatred in our own nation on college campuses. Our nation at the highest levels appears to be diseased. Am I correct?
Well, they're sick. They don't understand the situation. And, of course, these young people, students on college campuses, totally influenced by these left-wing professors that are primarily Democrat. But yet now the Democrats are turning on, even many of the supporters of Israel previously are turning on Israel now. And they're propagating and they're influencing all of these demonstrations in the cities as well as on the campuses. This is a very serious situation for America, but we can see that the greatest threat to America now is from within, not from external sources.
Yeah, and don't you think it's odd that all of these pop-up they try to call them protests. They're not protests. They're supporting Hamas. It's pro terrorist. In some ways, you can almost look at that as aiding and abetting Hamas. That they're in the streets of America doing that, and you suddenly have all these thousands in major cities in our country that are you know, suddenly, where do all these so-called Palestinian flags come from?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then you have members of Congress like Tlaib from Michigan. She absolutely, I guess she's been censured now from what I understand.
Yes.
But we have members of Congress now who are committing treason against America, as far as I'm concerned. And that's our new book by Gerald McInerney and I, Invisible Treason in America. It's now on Amazon. We outline all the treasonous events that are going on, not only by Obama, who's running everything, but Biden, George Soros, and others. And now we have organizations in our country that are in the executive branch are committing treason, like General Milley did in the Department of Defense, the CIA, the FBI. These internal threats are what's taking America down. That's why we need President Trump back in as soon as we can get there. But it looks like we're several months away, 10 months, 11 months away from that. I don't know what's going to happen, but I think it's going to be a terrible next 10 months, Audrey, that we're going to face in our country.
And yeah, I agree. And then you brought up Obama, that I don't know if you heard his speech where he was equating Israel with Hamas. How insulting was that?
Well, he's a supporter of Islam. Yeah. You know, he's brought up under that when he was younger. He's an Islamist. He's not going to support Israel unless he can gain some decided political advantage. He's bought and sold, if you remember his speech in Egypt, apologizing to the Muslim world what America has done. this is a traitor to America to the nth degree. And I hope someday we'll hold him responsible, as well as Biden, if he lasts. And they should be put in prison for what they've done to dismantle the United States the way they have.
Exactly. Yeah, that's it. That's if Biden makes it. But Obama, absolutely, he should. He's been behind all this. We know that. I mean, what former president set, you know, make sure he has a house right next to the right. The White House after the? I mean, you usually don't hear from them for years, but he set himself up right there, and now but for him to equate a terrorist organization. That in 2019 took us a long time, by the way. But 2019 is when they got on our list as an official terrorist organization, and yet he's equating that with Israel.
And he's responsible also for the election fraud that was conducted. He planted that with his crew of
miscreants.
I can't even think of a good adjective for
miscreants
for running everything yeah, for Obama.
Right.
And then you have Soros funding these left-wing prosecutors and DAs and so on. So this evil from within is very serious. I'll tell you, America, you got to connect the dots, and still Americans can't connect those dots. And, of course, that's influenced by the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and the globalists, who have supported Soros and supported their puppets, Obama and Biden. But Biden, is his cognitive skills are not there. He's obviously in decline mentally. It's not about age that the Democrats would want to say. He's too old. He is just not mentally competent. Even if he was sane and had his all of his marbles together, he still is a very dumb individual. And he always has been. And he's a constant liar. He lies to his family, lies to himself.
Yeah.
He's taken millions and millions of dollars and now worth, I don't know, $40, $50 million on a senator's salary and a vice president and president's salary.
Yeah.
Impossible.
It's impossible.
But yet the CIA and the FBI are holding strong to support him, as well as members of Congress.
Yeah. Now we have, and of course, you know, what they're doing is absolutely illegal and vile, what they're doing to Trump to try to prevent him from running. But now Rasmussen took a poll of Democrats, and that 33% of Democrats intend to vote for Trump. So this is going to be massive. I mean, we're talking maybe 100 million votes. How are they can't, and then you have RFK Jr. running, who's going to take votes away from the Democrats. So it's impossible for them to cheat with this. So do you think, because you've mentioned this in the past, is it possible that they would try to, they're hoping for more and more violence everywhere and that they'll call martial law? Because they're going to, to me, the only answer for them to retain power is to call off the election or so-called postpone it. I mean, what do you think is going to happen here?
Well, I don't think Biden will be on the ticket. Kamala Harris will not be on the ticket. They're going to promote Gavin Newsom from California, as well as Michelle Obama. They have to have a new team. They know that. They will cheat, and that's what we point out in our treason book in Chapter 3, the cheating that went on in the 2020 election that still is covered up by the media and by other members in Congress.
Yeah.
So we put out the facts there very succinctly in detail what happened in the 2020 election using hammer and scorecard that was used by Obama early on that was embedded in our CIA. So that story is in Chapter 3 of Invisible Treason in America. Another thing I'd like to point out, too, when you look at the military, what's happening.
Yes.
We have graduates of West Point now that have formed a whole new society called the MacArthur Society, because the graduate group at West Point has continued to support these woke generals and superintendents, not only at West Point, but Annapolis and Air Force as well, and the Coast Guard Academy. And that's a serious problem for future leaders in America. Reenlistments are down. It's horrible. Parents don't have confidence in sending their kids to the academies or in the military anymore.
That's true.
And that's why we formed this new MacArthur Society. So more on that as it comes out, as we build a support for that organization.
Excellent, excellent. And talking about the military, I understand Senator Tuberville and some other Republican senators are holding up officer promotions. Would you share why this is happening and if you think other senators will follow?
Well, there's a lot of reasons because of General Milley and this new chairman of the Joint Chief, General Brown. He wants to see less white pilots and more pilots of color. I hate that word, people of color.
Yeah, we're all colored. colored, yeah.
I get a tan and I could be a person of color too. It's all BS. It's made up words and all of that. But when you look at Tuberville, he's standing up to these generals and admirals and say, you're not going to get promoted unless you change the way you're doing business in the Pentagon and get rid of the CRT, critical race theory, diversity, equity, and inclusion crap that's going on, and attacking white extremists in the military like General Milley did. Yeah. As I said, the only white terror that I saw was General Milley. So Tuberville's holding it up, and he should.
He should.
And then come back, some of the senators, even Republicans, said, well, he shouldn't do this. It's going to hurt readiness. They're still there functioning, whatever rank they are. It has nothing to do with readiness at all.
No.
That's a false flag operation by some of these other Republican senators aren't supporting Tuberville. But I applaud him. The Pentagon has got to change its ways. And look what happened in the surrender in Afghanistan.
Yeah,
and our military didn't hold strong to say, we're not going to aid and abet the enemy. And that's what they did. That's why it was treasonous to surrender in there and turn over all of this equipment. Now that equipment also has found its way into Gaza and into Ukraine. In Ukraine, money we sent in, those weapons are finding their way into Gaza. That's what a mess Biden has created in our military.
That's insane. And anyway, why should they be rewarded for destroying our military?
Exactly.
It
shouldn't
insulting.
Be promoted.
No.
I would fire every 3- and 4-star general if I was in charge, if they'd call me back on active duty. You know, you can, as a general officer, you can be called back at any time.
Yeah.
And they ought to recall, if Trump gets in there, he ought to recall some retired generals and get this thing straightened out.
Absolutely.
Those generals that have been trained by the World War II generals, as I was.
Awesome. I agree. I agree. I'm very grateful that Senator Tuberville and a few other senators are standing up against this. Now, the wokeism that's destroying our military is infecting all of our culture. Should we expect the death of wokeism anytime soon, or is it up to us to kill it?
It's dying now. I wrote an article on that 2 weeks ago. It's dying, and it should die. It needs to be put in a grave forever. So that is happening, yes.
Excellent, excellent. Now, we've discussed the Ukraine-Russia war several times.
Right.
Is it coming to an end anytime soon?
Yes, we're in the last stages. The Ukrainian soldiers, God bless the Ukrainian people, 14, 18, I don't know how many millions have left Ukraine now. They can't recruit anymore. Russia's holding fast in the eastern part of Ukraine, and that's all they want is the pro-Russian part of Ukraine, which is controlled now by the Russian army. And there is a move now based on from the Patriots International Alliance, which I'm the chairman of, is to hold a ceasefire and end this thing in Ukraine. End it now.
Yeah.
We cannot afford to do that when we're not even supporting our borders and protecting our borders, even north and south in Canada, from what's going on. So, and then we want to support Ukraine and protecting their borders. I mean, what a dichotomy.
What an insult.
It's ludicrous.
Yeah. The American people are not behind sending any more money to Zelensky. Why is Biden trying to tie funds for our ally, Israel, to funding Ukraine in this losing war?
Oh, exactly. Well, that's what they try to do, you know, and I would cut off all the funds to Ukraine and just get a ceasefire and an end to that conflict there. I mean, NATO has fallen off the boat, so to speak, in their support. They're just doing it minimally now, as well as you see the demise of NATO because of this. You also see the demise of the European Union. So Europe is very weak at this time, and gaining strength, of course, was Russia and China and the new Eastern Alliance, as I call it, Brazil, South Africa. Many of the African nations are joining China and Russia right now. We have no friends in America anymore. Biden has managed to destroy them.
Yeah.
Nobody has confidence in America. That's why when Biden, I mean, he went over to Israel, was there for 24 hours, he became irrelevant. King Abdullah in Jordan wouldn't meet with him. General al-Sisi, who I know very well, wouldn't meet with him. That just shows the lack of respect for the United States leadership, and it's an embarrassment to us as Americans.
It is.
Absolutely.
It is. You shared a quote from Russian philosopher Alexander Solzhenitsyn recently, who wrote, "Humans are born with different capacities. If they are free, they are not equal. If they are equal, they are not free." How poignant is that statement to our current status?
Well, I mean, it's very important. If you look at these different countries that are monopolized by these puppets that have been put into place, and a gentleman, I won't even call him out, I shouldn't say, but Obama, who has disgraced this country and trying to change America forever, and his wife, Michelle, hopefully she'll never see the inside of the White House. But when you're free, you're free. You deal in honesty, integrity, and that's what Solzhenitsyn was talking about.
Yeah.
You got to be a free people to be able to get things done within a society, within economies. But when you have tyrannical governments pressing down on free people, then you have the first instance of revolutions occurring within a country.
Yeah, it's amazing to me. I know that you mentioned Gavin Newsom. Of course, you know he went over there. Xi wouldn't even meet with Biden, but he met with Gavin Newsom. So they sent him over there. The powers that be, I'm assuming, they sent him over there to meet with him because they are preparing him to be president. But Michelle Obama is not really that well liked. We have a lot on her of how she hates this country. So I mean, could you imagine we really don't know for sure whether he was legitimately voted in because of the birth certificate. Yeah, am I birther? No, they use that word in a derogatory manner, but because of that, it wasn't really legitimate. But during that entire, for the fact that he was voted, I mean, voted in by who? White people, okay? Still was the majority when he was president. So for him then to continue to say that we're a racist country is beyond outrageous.
A racist. Michelle's
They're racist. Yeah, absolutely.
They're the racists, not the white Americans they want to plaster across the tabloids and networks about the whites. Isn't it interesting that Obama has a white mother, but he never talks about his white side?
No, he doesn't. Yeah.
He always aligns with the black side.
Isn't that interesting? Isn't that racist?
Yeah. He never mentions his mother.
Yeah. No, he doesn't. And yes, exactly. She was white. And by the way, how is the brown? How is he able to get away with saying this, that there's too many white? When you point out somebody skin hue, I thought that was racist. How come it's not racist if he says that?
It is racist. You train pilots based on skill, and you promote them based on skill and leadership potential. Has nothing together with skin, but that's their whole move. CRT, critical race theory, diversity, equity, inclusion, looking at the color of skin rather than the invisible. And you know, the black community is really getting smart on this. Trump is getting a big majority of the blacks supporting him now.
Yeah.
But the blacks are embarrassed by this. You're going to promote me because I'm black rather than my skill. I've gone 4-year education. I got a doctor's degree. I'm leading. And look at the corporations. Look at the blacks, the skill level in our athletics. in the college football, basketball, whatever.
Yeah.
And look at the arts. Look at Hollywood. They're doing very well, but they're competing based on their skills. But yet, you know, you see a lot of the ads on TV now. They make sure they have a black woman with a white man. They have a Chinaman, or they have a Japanese. They're doing that all because of this DEI, diversity, exclusion, and
that's right.
Inclusion, I'm sorry, inclusion, equity. But it's ridiculous. And the American people see that on television. It's all played out to an nth degree. Just to show diversity and equity, when we've had that for years.
We've had it for years. Paul, where can the listeners follow and support your excellent work and purchase all your books, but especially this new one, which I highly recommend? Do you have a problem getting someone a gift? This is it. This is the gift.
Great Christmas gifts. Also, our other book, America's Endgame, for the 21st century, How to Restore America, that's still on Amazon. But our website is very active. It's opened in over 30 different countries. 4 to 6 million people get it every Saturday, and you can sign up for it on the website. It's StandUpAmericaUS.com.
Yes.
StandUpAmericaUS.com.
And the new book is The Invisible Treason in America. And as always, I will have those links, especially to that book, links in my after show, which is now on the live show page. Just go to AudreyRusso.com, click on the on-air button, and right under the show description, you'll find all the links and info that the general just shared. Thanks so much, Paul, again, for sharing your brilliant assessments on all these issues. We look forward to your return to the show. Until then, may God bless you, your work, and may God save America. Bye for now.